cachetí torroco soto. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sister, can you come here? Sorry, what's your name again? Joyce. Hallelujah. Joyce, you have no idea how much the Lord loves you. And though you've been a control freak in the past, I saw you on a being pulled by a motorboat, and you were water skiing. And I'm not suggesting you go water ski. But you aren't in control when you're water skiing. You're being pulled completely by another. And the Lord's taken some things out of your hands, and the Lord is pulling you in a direction that it's you're trying to put the brakes on, but the Lord told me to tell you, let the power of the boat, it's going to be revved up soon, and you're going to gain a lot of, and there's some waves that have given you pause. The boat has hit some waves, but the Lord says, those waves will not stop the forward motion of that boat. You're being pulled by the Lord in a direction. Don't fight it. It's Jehovah. Rest. Let the boat do the heavy lifting. Let the boat carry you. Let the boat break the waves. Don't feel. This is a time when you are to be like a little girl laughing and whose daddy is pulling her. It's just a time to rest, a time to, and you don't have to explain it to anyone. The Lord told me to tell you very carefully, don't feel like you have to explain it. No one's going to understand. Enjoy it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. I just pray for Joyce. Yes. She would let go and let the reins of the boat carry her. In Jesus' name. Amen. I tell everybody every time I do these meetings that you might not get a word. My wife doesn't like prophetic meetings because she never gets a word. I say, well, that's good. God, everything's fine. So if you don't get a word over these 3 nights, that's good. Everything's good. It's the truth. God has nothing to say. And even the people he's speaking over, it's good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father. Both of you. I appreciate your joy. It's so contagious. Thank you, Lord. I got the word heritage when you came up. You have a great heritage. And the Lord's going to give you the ability to look beyond your years and see ahead what your heritage is producing. And I don't know about your children or grandchildren, but the Lord says there's going to be a blessing on the third generation,
hallelujah,
down to the third generation of children, hallelujah, that are going to serve and love God because, yes, of your faithfulness, amen, and the mercy God showed you.
Mm-hmm.
You know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and those three generations are going to be manifest in your lives. Your children's children, children will rise up and bless you.
Wow.
Thank you.
This is the heritage of the Lord that he's given you. Enjoy it.
Hallelujah.
And pray into it.
Yes.
And though it tarry, wait for it.
Yes, Father.
Father, thank you for the family line of my brother and sister. Lord, let them see, even in the days ahead, Lord, their seed, rejoicing in God and trusting in God because they had the example in Grandma and Grandpa. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are things in you that you have not been able to express, and you've even asked the Lord for expression. The Lord told me to tell you He's going to give you new language, not foreign language, but there's going to be a season in which you're going to be able to express deep things of God to family and friends. There's going to be a release of language, new tongues, in order to express. Ask the Father for new language. That language is your language that, you know, it says in Corinthians 2 that we must speak these things with spiritual words, comparing spiritual thoughts to spiritual words. The Lord wants you to seek Him for language, for clarity. And it's going to be an ability to disciple others in the language. Yep. You're going to have language to download to younger women. And you're going to speak those things, and they're going to get it. Yep. They're going to get it, because you're going to cut through all the religious claptrap, and you're going to just speak language of words that you're going to know it's not, and maybe this has happened already, but this is not me. I don't think that way. I don't speak that way. But it's going to happen. And it's part of your gift mix. It's part of who God has made you to be. And the Lord told me to give you this scripture. The righteous are as bold as a lion. What you're going to have in God is going to disarm some people. And it's going to be a little unsettling. But it's okay. Go with it. It's Father. Hallelujah. Father, give my sister new language. I pray in Jesus' name that she would speak, and it would be clear, and it would be prolific, and it would be life transformative. The language you give her, let it be the language of heaven that she can download to earth. Give her women that can sit at her feet and listen to the Lord through her beautiful language. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. She what? Oh, you do? Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And I believe the Lord's going to use that. He doesn't want you to interpret. He wants you to preach.
Preach. Okay. There you go. One of your elders said it. It's a done deal.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Brother? Yeah. How are you?
Thank you.
Great to see you again.
Good to see you.
I want to pray for you. I see promotion. I don't know what you've been offered or what you will, but there's promotion coming.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord says, prepare yourself.
Amen.
I see you packing.
Amen.
I see you boxing things up because there's promotion.
Amen.
And it's going to come. It's an unexpected thing. It's not something, it's something that you long ago said it's not going to happen. It's over. And the Lord says, watch me.
Jesus.
You're being called up.
Thank you, Lord.
You're like the guys, you know, that the guy in the war that gets called up, that has the plan. That's what's happening. And you're going to be working in an environment where you're going to have plans, because God has given you great administrative ability. And that administrative ability is going to be on display in your next promotion. You're going to need to be in a place of administration. And you need to be in a place where you have authority to implement.
Amen.
And the Lord sees that, and your frustration in the past has been, you're not a man that can't work with people, but you need authority to do it. And the Lord's giving
you
that.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for the word.
Amen. You're welcome. Promotion. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Can I do some jokes in between walking?
Why not?
I'm submitted to to Bubba.
Let's walk to the back.
All right, what do we have here?
I don't know. People hide out in the back.
Well, I called him from the back.
Yeah, I know. Let's go all the way to the back.
Hey, can I say something? One of the joys I have in coming to Liberty every year is to see Avilio, who I've known probably for 30 years, and it's just such a joy. Every time I walk in the house and you're here, brother, it's such a joy. We have mutual friends that go back 30, 40 years. I mean, when Avilio traveled with Robert, Lord, we just bless Avilio. Let's stretch our hands. Father, we thank you for Avilio, and being here, Lord, reminds us of our heritage in the Holy Ghost. This apostolic messenger whom you used for many decades, traveling the world, pouring out, teamed with Brother Robert, all the things that he's been able to do. Lord, thank you that he's here. And we pray for strength to his body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord. Strengthen him with power by the Spirit in the inner man. And we're praying for physical power in his frame, his weak body, to be strengthened and healed in the name of Jesus from every effect of the stroke, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Rise
up in our brother. Make him strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bring him to a place where he can even preach again, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Dunamis. Give him dunamis in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Love
you,
brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I have a testimony as you finish, because last time when Brother Neil was here, he used the word provision. And that was a time when we had no doors. We had no way. We were not even knowing how we would go ahead next month. And that word provision came true in our life. My wife got an opening from nowhere. And that was a provision of the Lord that's sustaining us. Yeah. And here, God has given us another word, promotion.
Yes. Provision from promotion.
And that one, again, I'm truly trusting, because God is doing something great.
Amen.
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 Thank you. You know, it happens a lot where I forget, people ask me, what was the prophecy you gave me 5 minutes after? I can't remember a thing. And I come back to a fellowship a year later and people say, it's just come to pass. It's encouraging. This couple here. Are you together? Yeah, come on out. Last time we checked. That's the word. You better be.
We're together.
How are you? You know, I got the word wrecking ball. That's what your life's been. It's been a chaotic wrecking ball. But there's a process in the midst of the wrecking that fathers at work. What Satan meant for evil, God means for good. And this is a season where the ball's going to wreck what it wants, but there's going to be a foundation laid. There's a foundation being laid. The problem is, here's the warning, don't run. The Lord has you locked in, don't run. That's the tendency. You want to run, and the Lord's going to break your legs if you try. But you don't have to. If you don't run, it'll be easier for the process. I don't know what this means, but I just saw a warning in flashing lights. Don't run. Don't run. Stay in the present formation you're in. The wrecking ball is working, and you're going to get delivered. You're going to get delivered, and it's going to happen sooner than later if you obey. Father, I pray for this precious couple. I thank you, Lord, that your wrecking ball is at work. But, Lord, you love my brother, and you're going to give him grace to stay where things are being chaotic, where things are upheaval, and where there's upheaval. But I pray for grace to endure and grace to remain and grace to stay in the mix and not run. Keep him in the fold. Keep him in the perimeters that he's under right now because he wants to run with everything in him. Keep him, Lord, hem him in. Hem him in so the process can be finished. And I thank you for grace. From this moment on, let him agree, I need to stay. I need to hunker down. I need to let the wrecking ball accomplish its purpose. And if you do that, there's going to be a quick building on the site where the wrecking ball, the very thing that was chaotic and destructive, is going to be a place of blessing. And you're not an enabler. You have a place in intercession as you pray for him. Lord's keeping you, and this time, it's going to go well. You're going to see an answer to your prayers. Your hopes are not going to be dashed this time. But you have to obey the word of the Lord. And
don't stiff arm it. Embrace it.
Yeah. Let me just wait on the Lord for a minute. The Lord just showed me you've got to let go of something. I don't know what it is, but you've held on too long. The Lord's trying to wrench it from you. And the Lord told me to tell you, you don't need it to be a man. You don't need that. You are a man. And you're becoming the man he wants you to be. So don't believe the lie that you can't live without a certain something. Yes, you can. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I see something happening. I don't know if it's your workplace, but that's chaotic too. And the Lord knows that. He's going to deliver you. But there's real chaos in the workplace or something related to work. And maybe that the Lord's going to give you a new position somewhere. Lord, I just pray for his workplace that the chaos would cease in Jesus' name. And he would understand. And Lord, give my brother peace in Jesus' name. Calm the raging storm of his soul. I pray in Jesus' name and I speak to him. And say what Jesus did to calm the Sea of Galilee. Peace, be still. Brother, you can do this. You can do this. The Lord's telling me to tell you, you can do this.
He just got a new position.
Okay.
And it's chaotic and it's driving him nuts.
He's not sleeping.
Well, the Lord, I didn't know that, so the Lord knew, and he's got a provision for you. Father, give my brother sleep. I pray that he would have the ability to just let go. The moment he walks in the door from work, he can release his week, his day, and trust you. And, Lord, give him peace in the chaos of that job. You showed him this, and I knew nothing about it, but you did, Lord. So you're there, and you went ahead of him. In Jesus' name. Give him peace. Let him sleep like a baby tonight. And the moment he thinks about the workplace, Lord, make him an agent of peace in the midst of the chaos of that workplace. In Jesus' name, amen. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Well, we've got three nights, so we don't have to get it all in tonight. But it's almost 9. Do you want to?
You tired?
No. I mean, I'm always tired.
You sound like a millennial.
A Jewish millennial. I was just diagnosed with Jewish Alzheimer's. I forgot everything but the guilt. You know, Jewish mothers are tough. My mother was tough. She was walking in the streets of Philadelphia. A bum came up to her and said, "Ma'am, can you help me out? I haven't eaten in days." She said, "Force yourself." All right.
Tell them about the guy that got the doctor's report.
Yeah, this guy goes to the doctor. The doctor says, "I got bad news. You have 6 months to live." He said, "That's terrible, doc. Do you have any advice?" He said, "Yeah, marry a Jewish woman." He said, "Why?" He said, "It'll seem longer." Anyway.
All right.
Everyone stand. Let's just pray a benediction. Come back tomorrow night. We'll have our healing. Remember, if you know sick people, bring them tomorrow night. We're going to pray for the sick. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the words of encouragement to the people. We thank you for every prophetic word, Lord. I thank you for bringing to pass what you speak. What it wasn't from the Spirit, don't let it come, release it from them. But Father, what was from your Spirit, give faith to hold on to that prophetic word and to believe that it was God who spoke. I thank you in Jesus' name for tonight, and I release your people to blessing. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for tonight. I pray tonight for tomorrow night that you would heal many sick people. That there would be healing in the house. In Jesus' name, Father. Let even unbelievers come and be healed and be transformed by the gospel. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Bring them tomorrow.
Good night.